Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Nah, it's a solo show.
Yo, welcome back to Coolin' Out. Real quick. No, so imagine. So we're trying to set the camera up before we started recording real quick. So I'm about to just jump right back into that conversation. Imagine if you did cut me out the camera. I just had the camera facing you the entire time, like just in the background talking, like whoever I don't see
Kevin Company,
yeah, that nigga in the back, you know, don't mind him, just listen to me. But what's up, man? How you been?
Good. I followed my advice and stayed in this weekend.
Ooh,
I feel great, man.
Rejuvenated.
Yeah.
Refreshed. Yeah, I needed that.
Yeah, and I was productive. Got chores done, saw my family.
Things you don't normally do.
Yeah.
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 I saw my dad Friday after work. Felt like I ain't seen him in ages.
God, man.
You know it's crazy when like you see your parents and like you see them aging. Like more than the last time you saw them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh damn, when's the last time I saw you? I felt bad.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
I was literally like, when's the last time I saw you? I felt bad. I was like, damn. I gotta, you know.
Yeah, I thought the same.
I gotta do better.
I gotta step it up.
Yeah. Always forget the older we get, the older our parents get, you know. It's kind of sad to think about, but yeah.
I know.
I noticed that when I saw my pops. But how's your week, man?
Some unexpected changes at work. I'm happy I stayed in this weekend. Mm. A lot to tackle. But aside from that, just pretty easy going.
Yeah.
Pretty chill, aside from that.
Yeah. Work's been work. I guess it's been, last week was hectic. This week has been a little bit more, I guess, chill, comparatively to last week, compared to last week. Last week was insane. This week is, I mean, it's busy still, but it's not the 10s and the 11s. Like, I was pushing last week. I would have lost my damn mind if I had to do that again.
Yeah,
that's it. But outside of
I am taking it easy. I'm not really... I wish we had more things in the week, but it's like, yeah, I gotta get up so early.
You get really your tickler pass yet?
I think I'm gonna go do it tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
You?
Make sure you get that. I got it Monday.
How was the beverage at the
A1.
Place? Yeah?
Okay. A1, good. I'm not really a fan of, so I guess we can talk about it for a hot second.
You don't have to give the bar anything.
Yeah,
you
can talk about the drink. There's this pass in New York City. You pay $15 and you get 15 drinks at multiple bars around New York. Cocktails, correction. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was gin based though. I'm not really a fan of gin, but whoever made it nice and hearty.
Yeah.
Whew. I was on a train rocking home.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go
one drink. I was like, damn. But I was looking at the pass or whatever real quick, and they show you like all the specials that random bars have.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of craft beer pitchers, $10.
This is in the booklet they
get? Yeah, it's on the book. Like the booklet, like, because they'll tell you, like, oh, this is the free drink you can get, but then they'll tell you specials on the side of it, because like they want you to obviously stay there. Yeah, uh-oh. $10 craft beer pitcher. I said, oh, I'm gonna save this one. This is a Kevin Rell special here. Like, that's a special there. I was like, oh, nah, I can't do this one. I have to save that. But yeah, a couple of deals up in there,
Yeah, I'm going to take a look at it tomorrow because I'm going to be spending a lot more time in the city. So
you might as well,
I'm going to put it to use these next couple of weeks.
Yep. Oh, man, what do you want to start? So much has been happening since the last time we recorded.
It's episode 100.
This is episode 100.
This is episode 100.
Ooh, let's start there. Let's start there. I don't even know where to start.
I don't either.
It's been,
I guess, congrats to us.
Yeah, it's been, what, 2 years now? Damn near.
Yeah, I was looking at the when I put up the first Instagram post.
Yeah.
Next week.
Next week will be officially 2 years.
Officially, yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Wow. 2 years in. 100 episodes. This is like a magnificent feat.
Mm-hmm.
100 episodes. That requires a lot of dedication and time.
It really does.
Like,
and consistency.
Yeah, consistency. I'm thinking back, like, over this, what, 2 year span, let's just say 2 years, we've barely missed episodes, like barely missed weeks. Probably like five I can think of.
Like, I was about to say, like a handful.
Yeah, like probably a handful that we've like missed weeks. Outside of that, we've been out here grinding every week, putting out episodes, putting out content.
On long weeks.
Long weeks. Ooh, 100 episodes.
And that's a long weekend.
Word.
Oh my God.
Long weekend, go to work, rock, like barely alive, still come in here, record the podcast. 100 episodes, that's a massive feat.
Mm-hmm.
Massive feat. What would you say is probably your most memorable moment on the podcast?
Damn, I should have probably thought about that.
Ooh, you knew that was coming.
Yeah. Damn. You have any? I'm trying to just pick one.
I mean, just you can name a little.
A couple,
you know, whatever.
Truth
float
coming
your boat
on. I love the Friends ones.
Oh yeah, that was good.
I enjoyed the two we did with Carl when Ray and Chris were on.
Mm-hmm.
But then the artist, like Tonya, she was really good. She can really actually
very
sing.
Talented.
Very yeah. Extremely. Crim Della, like the unexpected
Yo.
Ones, because we just had him on because he won NYC Grinds event.
Yeah.
And then he comes on and he's like, he can really rap, but he's also philosophical. And we have like a really good discussion you
yeah.
don't expect. Ansa, another unexpected.
Yeah, Lloyd Ansa.
Really, it was like a good and very motivating. But even at the start of the year, we had another one,
yeah.
Sing Dance. Song Dance.
Song Dance, yeah. SNG, DNC.
Secret having us to our album
release party. Yeah, at Quad Studios.
Quad
yeah.
Studios. That was a dope experience.
Mm.
Being part of that, seeing all the plaques on the wall of the people that's passed through.
Damn, you know what's crazy? Like, I mean, I remember all these people and I remember like all these memories once you like conjure them up to my conscious.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we've interviewed so many people.
Yeah. It's like when you're in it, you don't even.
Yeah. Like so many people that I probably would never have met, like outside of this platform, this
mm-hmm.
podcast right here. Damn, this podcast has really like told the story of like the past like 2 years of our lives, basically. Like I passed the bar when we were recording this podcast. And I remember that episode, like just talking about that. And going back to and listening to that podcast and like how excited I was back then. How excited I was to start life.
That is funny.
And this, I mean, nah, I'm just joking partially, but Brooklyn Moe was a good episode. I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to think. Downtown Dion was a good episode. I'm trying
Shit.
To think of people outside of people that you named. You said Secret already.
Neo-Noir. Your Friends.
Neo-Noir. Your Friends was a good episode. Mike Ortiz, Freedom Over Fair Records.
Yeah.
Damn, so many artists. And so many artists and just creators in general. Justin, the kid with the tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
R.O.T. R.O.T. They came on multiple times.
Yeah.
Yo.
We got a lost one.
Shout out to that lost episode. That shit was about to go on for like
that
2
That would have been our longest.
Hours.
Oh, my God. Maybe 2.5.
Y'all don't know. What did he say? He said, jeez.
I got the answers.
I got the answers. That's what he said.
Like, damn, we ain't
got the questions and the answers.
Chris and Austin in the corner. That would have been a fun one.
Yo, that was probably one of the most legendary episodes we ever did that. Got lost.
Yeah.
That's crazy. A lost app.
That one really
That was a
been
gym.
Priceless.
That shit was like 2 hours.
For real.
Oh my God. Let's see. Who
Dude,
else?
That came on when I was away with the mental health. Open up a wellness, mental
she's
wellness.
Strive. Yeah, Strive, I think his name is. Yeah, shout out to Strive. My God, I said Rosales Financial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. He has some gems on that
shout
one.
Shout out to all our friends. Chris. Word,
so many friends Ray, came on. Chris, Ray, Carl.
Austin.
Austin came on.
My friend Austin. The friend David. Yeah. Bori.
My friend Chris from North Carolina came on.
Will.
Will. I'm slipping. Will came on multiple times now. Will. Magician. What's the magician's kid's name?
Alex Morgan.
Alex Morgan. Good guy. He's a good guy. He came on. Damn, we can go on for
Josh.
Josh came on? Josh twice. Who? Oh, Josh. Real estate. I'm thinking about my friend, my wife, yeah, friend, Josh. Yeah. Real estate Josh. Yeah, Josh came on twice. Sheesh, so many
I
people.
Said Ed came on twice.
Ed came on twice. We didn't say Ed.
Those were fun too.
Yeah, so many people.
Now, and, I hate doing this because I know we missed
NYC Grind came on.
NYC
themselves.
Grind, that was a good
shouts
one.
Shouts to them because they
moved.
About half the people that we had on our
podcast. Mm-hmm.
About half have some kind of connection to NYC Grind. Mm-hmm. Like somehow, like some way, even if we didn't meet them through them. We met a lot of people through them, but like they have some kind of connection. Like, oh yeah, I know who that is. I know what that is. So like they're definitely making moves on NYC Grind. That's crazy.
We said Truth, but also Matt O.
Photographer slash manager. Yeah.
Damn, our men versus women episode. That was fun.
Oh,
that room right over there.
I forgot about the men versus women episode.
Yeah. Shout out to Jami and a friend.
Yeah.
That was very funny.
A lot of gems dropped on that one also. Yeah. Learn some new stuff. Yeah. Learn something new. Damn, what was the funniest part? What was one part in the episode where I almost died?
Damn. I could see the reaction in my head now.
I
forgot what it was.
Damn, that really bothers me. But she said something. I remember just like almost dying on that episode.
Was it men not claiming children? Or men were... Forgot that.
Yeah, men wanted to claim children that weren't theirs. I was like, wait, what? She said that shit as if it was like an epidemic. Like men were just claiming children, like as if it was nothing. Yeah, that's what it was. But I can't remember the exact delivery. Her delivery was like, we both were sitting there like, wait, what?
I think that's on our page. I'm gonna go look that up.
Yeah, and then ask for clarification. It still wasn't happening.
Oh, Armand. Shout out to Armand twice as well.
Yeah. He out here doing things in Atlanta, making moves, his own businesses and stuff. That's what's up.
Damn.
So many people, man, but like...
Yeah, if we forgot anybody, apologies.
Apologies, man. It's almost impossible for us to like ring off like probably 100 names like off the top of our head, but...
Just doing this off the top.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously, everyone's come on the podcast is always... I don't think we've had one bad experience with any guest that we've had. It's been all enjoyable. What's up?
Jeff.
Jeff the Prankster.
Jeff the Prankster.
And wait, I just saw him. This your man's.
This your man.
Yo, he's is
really
funny.
He's
IG.
Really fun. He's really building. I would definitely recommend listening.
Go
to
follow
him.
This your man's.
When he talked about like his aspirations and stuff. And
yeah,
he's really
he's definitely doing some shit on IG. He's funny.
Angelo. Katama. He did move to LA.
Katama. Yo,
he said he was.
Real shit. He said it on the podcast. I'm moving to LA. 2 months, like 3 months later, maybe. I just saw a lot of Los Angeles, California locations on IG. I said, yo, you moved to LA?
He was in some music video the other day.
Yeah, like, some YG video.
Yeah.
Shouts to him making those moves. It's also like, we've grown over the 2 years, but then it's also good to see how people who've come on our platform have grown since then as well.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, on top of my head, but I know a lot of people who, like, you know, just were making like small moves 2 years ago, and now you like slowly see them building. Yeah. Oh, shout out to Lavelle. He was just on our podcast
of
not
course.
Too long ago.
Yeah, speaking of.
Like 2-3 weeks ago, and he's definitely making moves. So shouts to him. Shout to D Green. I'm tripping.
It's tripping. Off the top.
Yo, it's tripping. You know what it is? It's people who like really like D Green is like really, really close to me. So you kind of like almost take them for
granted. Yeah.
But nah, shout out to D Green. He came on the podcast. He's the one that's blessed us with this lovely, lovely intro. So shout out to him. Don't be mad at me, man. Don't be mad at me. Damn. Yeah, so many good times on this podcast. And I think every single guest that we had at like the bare minimum has been enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Like at the bare minimum, we've had some surprises, like people who, like, I ain't gonna lie, before they came on, I was like, I don't know what to expect. I don't know what I'm gonna ask y'all and what we gonna talk about.
Oftentimes, those turn out to be
Normally like the best interviews ever, the best guests that we've ever had, because they mm-hmm. just be dropping gems on us, and you always like get stuff from them that you never expect. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's been a wild one. I'm super happy. Yeah.
Shout out to Chris.
Word.
Almost like 2 years now. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's been our central hub. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Can't say thank you enough. I mean, obviously, we probably should have ended with this segment, but I mean, it's whatever. I ain't gonna do no like corny cleanup, but like real talk, like we could not do any of this without, you know, listeners, because it takes a lot sometimes to record this every week.
It does.
But yeah, I mean, we're gonna keep growing, keep building. That's what's up. Episode 100.
Yeah.
We did it.
All right.
We out here.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk real shit now.
All right.
Braun.
He looked good.
Preseason game number 2.
He's still an animal.
I ain't gonna lie, preseason game number 1, I was like, yo, he looked lost out there.
It's a weird team.
He looked like their team is so weird. Like, it wasn't just him. Everyone looked lost.
They doing shit.
And
that
I can tell he was just trying to fill his way out. Remember the Lakers had that promo video? And JaVale McGee was doing floaters. Hook shots and floaters. He was really shooting those yesterday. And I was like, who put the batter in his back?
Yeah, I was listening to Undisputed, and they were reading out his stat line from last night. I was like, what?
he shot an 18-footer yesterday.
What?
Like chose to. He got the ball, dribbled once between his legs, looked up, and shot it. I ain't gonna lie, the form looked magnificent. It missed. It was a little short, but you could tell.
Yeah.
Like, he'd been practicing on it. And I was like, yo, like, Bron, someone got him amped up. Like, he's trying to go, like, All-NBA third team or something. I don't know. Or most improved player. I don't know, but I have no faith in him anyway. But they all just looked like so lost game one.
Yeah.
And game two, I saw Bron was like, nah, we ain't doing this. Like, when he was on the court, he's still dominant. He's still the best player in the league. Like, that fast break dunk, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, they're going to be running like this.
They have no choice but to run.
They don't got a big, so if JaVale go down, they're going to be really small ball. But they could...
They got Mo Wagner, but he's not really like...
That's the dude that was draining threes in the summer league.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's what they need, a stretch.
If it comes to that, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, they have to run because, one, they're going to be terrible in the half-court offense.
Mm-hmm.
Because LeBron is going to do what he does, but... He's best when he's setting up people to score on a 3-point line, and they have no shooters. So it's easy for him to get the rebound and just like get the offense started before everyone gets back and gets set.
Yeah.
It's going to be harder for him to score in a half court offense. I mean, I'm sure Bron going to figure it out. And this is not going to be the final roster. I think they're going to make some trades midseason. At least I hope they do. Because mm-hmm. they need some shooters.
They do. Well, Rondo was out there shooting.
I saw, but.
That's look terrible, but effective.
That's an anomaly. I mean, if he can shoot 33% from the 3-point line,
God,
that would be a massive upgrade. He has to upgrade his free throw shooting too.
Yeah,
people can't just be daring you to shoot, like daring him to shoot.
Yeah, and your what season is this now?
I don't know, but he's 32 years old. He ain't gonna change overnight. You know what I'm saying?
But they were sharing the ball.
Sometimes oversharing, though.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's
they feeling each other.
Yeah, that's
out,
normal. Like they this is like what their second that was their second game playing together.
Mm-hmm. And who knows how many more Bron play? So they gonna really be.
That's true.
Even as the season starts, still trying to figure it out.
But they playing the Kings next game.
That's a really good practice. Yeah, to get some reps.
That is like that's when you know like Team USA play against the college players.
Yeah.
That's what that's gonna be like. At least it better be like that. Yeah, I mean, Bron looked good, man. He looked good. I'm happy overall the NBA is back, though. Granted, it's still preseason, but I'm excited about how things are shaking out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We got our draft stuff set. I'm getting excited.
Ooh.
I'm getting excited, yeah.
We definitely – oh, next week I'm going to have to do a recap on my my fantasy team. No, it won't be next week. The week after that.
Yeah.
Because I won't be drafting until probably the day after. But I'm definitely – ooh. I'm ready for fantasy basketball, but that's another story for another day. I got some questions for you, Kev.
All right.
About the NBA.
Okay.
Put you on the spot.
Okay.
Who you think is going to be? Let's start from this. Name a player in the East that didn't make the All-Star game last year that's going to make it this year.
Tatum.
Ooh, and the West.
Oof. Fuck. Donovan Mitchell?
That's who I had, too, in the West. I had Ben Simmons in the East, though.
Oh!
Because I thought... I picked Ben Simmons because I was like...
They could both, but he has an easier case.
Yeah, Tatum has to share the ball with too many players. And then I was thinking Kevin Love, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
But that's like... Somebody got to get hurt for Kevin Love to make it.
Yeah.
Because it's like LeBron left, but then Kawhi came.
Yeah. So, yeah, that spot pretty much, that's close. And the Cavs got to really be... At least in, like, I guess, in the playoff hunt. And he
got... I don't think Donovan Mitchell going to make it, though.
I don't either,
but... It's too deep at guard in the West.
Yeah, I was thinking that... Maybe Jokic, then.
Who's that center? DeAndre Jordan? No. Nope. Oh, they don't do center anymore.
They front line. Even then, the West is just loaded.
They're not going to make it.
Legit, when you asked, I was like... Ain't gonna be no first time.
Yeah. Like, nah.
Let me give an answer.
You got Bron, Durant, AD.
Maybe.
Wait, who else? Nah, I'm tripping. It gotta be more than that. LeBron, Durant, AD.
LaMarcus Aldridge?
He made it last year.
Draymond.
Draymond's gonna make it for sure. I don't know about LaMarcus Aldridge. Maybe someone else might get in there then, because I don't know about LaMarcus.
I'm going running down the. Forwards?
Front court, Durant, yeah. Ron Durant, AD, Draymond Green.
Thinking of all the... Yeah, Blazers don't have any. Rockets don't have any.
Yeah.
Utah don't have any. Maybe Gobert.
Yeah.
If someone... Maybe. He might have an easier shot versus Donovan because you got to get past but that Russ, front, Steph, Harden.
Lillard,
CP3's in line. Now he might not make it. There's people in line too, in front of you. That you got Melo. No.
Who? I'm kidding. Carmelo, Mr. Anthony.
Yeah, you're right.
He looked decent last night, though. I watched their little highlights on YouTube this morning. See what he looked like. He looked all right.
I just saw the one where he was apologizing for the long two. But I looked at his stats.
That's a good sign. Mm-hmm. Why are you taking long twos? This ain't 2000.
Yeah.
Get behind that three-point line if you're going to take it. Analytics, man.
He was efficient. He put up a decent, for the minutes he played, and he was efficient.
Yeah, so. I know. I was shocked.
So you can ask.
But the issue is when he's missing those shots. Yesterday he was on. Because he's going to get limited shots. Now you're not a third option.
Yeah.
You got to make the most out of all the shots you get. So we'll see how he reacts when he has an off night.
That's true.
Ain't no.
That shit.
We'll see. Let's see. I had another question for you. Who do you think's gonna have a breakout year?
Ingram. I'm big on Ingram.
Who?
I really think Brandon Ingram. Yeah.
Why am I thinking Evan Ingram? I was like, who's that? I don't know. That's why. You see the puzzle look on my face? I was like, Evan Ingram. Why do I know that name? I have no idea who that person is. I was literally like, yo. All right. What teams he played for? Portland. I was literally like, oh, I was thinking about Evan Turner.
Oh, okay.
I was like Evan Ingram, and I was like, yo, who the hell is that?
No, he is who he is.
Okay, locked in.
Yeah, he locked in. Yeah,
we know. Brandon Ingram's gonna have a breakout. Yeah, I agree with that.
I just think big on him. I think he's the second best player playing with Bron, and just natural getting better. Still young, so natural maturing.
You know anything about these rookies?
Oh, Luka Doncic. A lot of hype I'm hearing about him. Yeah. So I'm rewatching him. Maybe even some fantasy potential.
Kev don't know anything about rookies. I hope I draft right behind you,
DeAndre
Kev.
DeAndre Ayton.
She don't know nothing about rookies.
I heard he's the steal of the draft.
Who?
Doncic.
That's what I keep hearing.
That's what I keep hearing. He's playing in the Euro League against men versus these other people.
I don't believe in that.
Obviously, Ayton. He went first. So, and I'm hearing like he... Yeah.
He looked good in the preseason game. He had 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 blocks.
Can we put mental notes for my fantasy? Okay.
Yeah. Yo, don't worry. I already was like, if he's available.
Okay.
That's a late round pick. That's not something you start with.
I don't know. With Booker out at the start of it. And he's the big in general. So who knows? Doesn't he have range? I don't know these skill sets.
Yeah, he has some range, but I don't know how that translates to NBA range when everyone's faster. He has a slower release. I don't know.
Who did they play in the preseason?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, who did they play last night?
Yeah.
Sacramento. And Bagley,
can't even gauge.
Bagley didn't look too good.
Okay.
Number two overall pick.
Scratch that.
But you know who did look good?
Who?
Harry Giles. You know who that is?
No.
He was drafted like he was drafted like 2 years ago. He went to Duke, but he's from Winston-Salem. That's the only reason why I know him. But he had like ACL surgeries and all this shit. But before he got hurt, he's projected to be number one. And
so no. Oh no no no.
No, he ain't
thinking about somebody
you
else.
Heard about him.
No, I was thinking about the dude that had back surgery. We could get to him.
Michael Porter.
We could get to him.
But yeah, he might not even play this season.
No, he said. Didn't they say he had miracle? He had a second like miracle procedure that.
Oh, I ain't been following him.
Oh, okay.
But sorry. Thanks for telling me. Get my fantasy scouting up.
That team loaded the. We could get to that. What were you saying about?
Oh yeah, so before he like started having all these injuries to his lower extremities, he was projected to go number one in the draft. But when he tore his ACL in his senior year of high school and then went to Duke
and then
barely played at Duke, left, and he got drafted, I think, like number 19 overall, Sacramento. He didn't play last year at all. And he played like one game. So he didn't play his first year at all. He played the second season like a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This is his third season, I believe. And he looked good yesterday.
Who has him?
Sacramento. Harry Giles III. Winston-Salem Pride. That's the only reason why I know him.
Noted.
Yeah, his stepdad used to cut my hair. And he was like, yeah. Oh, you go to Wake? I was like, yeah. He was like, oh, yeah, my stepson is considering Wake. He was like, oh, he's pretty decent. I'm like, all right, cool. I go in there like a month later. This dude's just sitting there. Harry Giles is sitting there. And I'm like, that's your stepson? And he was like, yeah. I was like, that's the number one fucking recruit in the nation right now.
That's decent.
He's like, yeah, I said he's okay. Motherfucker. Like, yeah, I said he was okay. Like, oh, well, all right, cool. That's cool. I was like, yeah, all right.
Oh my God. Goodness.
Name.
Wait, is that all the worthwhile rookies? What about the one Cleveland got?
And Colin Sexton?
Yeah.
Colin Sexton looks I don't know. He didn't start yesterday. I watched him play. He didn't start. So I don't know if he's like going to be like full-time behind George Hill.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, Tyronn Lue is definitely smoking something. You got to get the young boy and they let him play. Knox, that's my boy.
He does look good.
He better not be available when I draft.
Yeah.
He better not.
Especially with Porzingis being out.
I normally don't draft Knicks players, but in fantasy, but
I know.
I try to stay away from them because it excuses my thinking when I'm watching the game.
Yeah.
I don't even care about them winning anymore. I just want Knox to win. But yeah, Knox looks good. He looks promising.
Who was the Bulls rookie for this year? Not Lauri Markkanen. Then weren't they low in the draft again, or they didn't have any picks?
I don't know. I don't follow Chicago sports.
Oh, okay.
That's such a random question.
Because I assume they drafted high in the draft again, so I thought somebody worthwhile might have went there.
Oh. I don't remember. Oh, I'm tripping. I'm lying. I'm tripping. Forgive me. Wendell Carter Jr.
Okay.
He's pretty. I haven't seen him play. He was good at Duke, though. Him and Marvin Bagley played side by side. He was really good at Duke. I don't know how he compares to DeAndre Ayton. He looked pretty good in college, but it's like almost like Jahlil Okafor and Karl Anthony Towns, like how they both look good in college. And I thought Jahlil Okafor was better.
Yeah.
I'd have been a terrible GM.
Well, they said he's looking good now. Well,
he just hurt
his ankle. His ankle before that.
Looking good doing what? With his back to the basket? Living like it's 2007? I don't know what year that was.
Yeah.
It's not effective. His game is not effective. It doesn't translate to this pace and space league that we have in this fast pace that people are playing at. His game just doesn't translate.
So who do you think is going to be the best rookie this season?
DeAndre Ayton, probably.
Okay, followed by?
Kevin Knox.
Okay.
All right. I think DeAndre Ayton's going to be number one. Kevin Knox. I feel bad for the Hawks because they got Trae Young.
Oh,
I don't think
even talk about him.
Because I don't think he's going to be that good. Like,
yeah.
The boy weighed like 160. I mean, Allen Iverson weighed that much, but he was also, like, very fast and, like, you know, had extreme handles.
I saw a headline yesterday about preseason struggles.
He shot 31% from the field yesterday.
Golly. Damn. So you're not the next step?
Huh?
Didn't they draft some other dude? They want to have, like, a a B to C list version of the Splash Brothers. Then they draft another dude that's
supposed to be there. From Florida. I forget his name, but yeah, they did. He's a really good 3-point shooter, but it's a white boy. They drafted a white boy, yeah. But that's not gonna work out.
Noted.
You wanna have a C list Splash Brothers?
Put that in the draft files. Noted. That's duly noted.
In 5 years they gonna probably be at their peak maximum, what they can dream of being. Mm-hmm. And this is not comparison based on like their skill set. It's more so on what their maximum potential could be. Probably like a John Wall and Bradley Beal, and that's like reaching.
Oh, that's good.
That's like reaching for it.
If they reach that, then that'd be.
But that's like, I'm tripping. Nah, like more like a Kyle, Kyle Lowry. Ooh. And DeMar DeRozan.
They're all stars.
Only entitled. A Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, because that's what they could be, because they were like lost in the world. They kept telling ESPN how good they were.
Yeah,
like how they were like the top duo in the league.
Oh, I do remember when that was a convo. What year was that?
That was never a convo in my book.
No, but they were. What year was that?
2 years ago. 2 years maybe.
Ago.
And then last year they had the interview with ESPN right before the playoffs started about how they won a redemption and. People don't respect them, and look at what happened to them.
That's embarrassing.
Look at them. Got smacked.
So what do you think of Luka?
I don't know. I'm torn. I'm conflicted. Because I don't like when... I don't like... It's hard to gauge people's like real talents when you're playing in the EuroLeague. Mm-hmm. It's hard to gauge. Like, the best players are in America. Like, I hate to say it. It's just the truth. He looks good in the first preseason game, but they were playing the Beijing Ducks. So it was like,
I did see that one
you right at home and you're like Chinese, like Europe. I mean, obviously I know they're different countries, but like in that different like international basketball sphere, like you're not in the NBA sphere. I would love to see him when they play their first real preseason game against like NBA competition and see how he does.
I've read that the EuroLeague is tougher than a lot of college programs. To that you say, because they're playing grown men.
That could be true, and to a certain extent, I think it's tougher probably in the physicality of it, but not in the talent.
Okay.
I could be a grown man. That would mean I'm good. Like, I could be stronger than you, and that's it. And I can, like, probably bully you around, push you off the block, and do all this other stuff to you, mm-hmm. which does affect your game. But if I'm not better than you, or I don't have the requisite talent, I just don't have it. There's a reason why people in the EuroLeague are in the EuroLeague. Mm-hmm. I think the NBA does a great job nowadays of scouting people from European leagues and making sure that they come over to the NBA if you actually have that talent and that skill set. There's a reason why you're over there if you're over there.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. Sorry, you had another question for rookie you to death.
Hold on, let me see. I did have another question. Hold on. What was it pertaining to? Something about the basketball, something about the NBA. Damn, forget it. It's gone.
It's cool.
I know it has something to do with like... Hold on, just give me 2 seconds. Let me think. I said breakout player. I said all-star. Yeah, it's over, man. It's a long lost thought now. It's too far back, and I'll just waste too much time on the episode, like, of just,
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm excited for the NBA, man. It's back.
So what else about the season intrigues you, if anything?
Outside the Lakers?
Yeah.
Probably, honestly... The Spurs, I want to see what that looks like. Kawhi intrigues me. I'm really like interested in the East as a whole. Honestly, there's so many like seats open. Mm-hmm. That's what I was gonna ask you to do.
What?
Name your East, the playoff teams
in order,
or just whichever 8 teams you think are gonna make it. That's what I was gonna do. See, it all comes back full circle.
Celtics, Raptors, Philadelphia. Bucks, Washington. Oh, that's where it gets hard. I said all those.
The Heat?
I need 3 more. I thought about the Heat at 6. And damn, yo. The East is that weak.
Who else is? Oh, Pacers.
Shit, yeah.
Pacers. Yeah, that's where it dies off for
it's
me,
tough.
Too.
No Cavs.
That last one's up. I think the Cavs honestly might be like.
You think they make the 8 seed?
They might be. Think about who else is out there. Charlotte. Atlanta.
No, definitely not Atlanta. Maybe Charlotte. I don't know.
The Knicks.
Definitely not the Knicks. Definitely not the Nets.
That's it.
So I guess, what's that, Pacers 6? No, Heat, yeah, and Pacers at 7. Yeah, I guess the Cavs. No, I got Charlotte. I just don't
see it. You got the Hornets?
Yeah.
I fuck with Charlotte heavy, but.
I don't see the Cavs. They suck. Who do the Hornets? Kemba.
That's it. Name another player on the Hornets.
Nicholas Batum.
When he going to play, he always hurt. He got his money. He's just stopped playing. They got, it's Kemba Walker, Nicholas Batum, Michael Kidd Gilchrist, mm-hmm. who can't shoot, Marvin Williams, who's 35 years old now. no, he literally is.
No, I know.
Who starts at center for them? I don't know anymore now that Dwight Howard's gone. Oh, Frank Kaminsky. This is their roster.
And the Cavs, aside from Kevin Love.
You got Rodney Hood, who can score. Listen, he looked
lost. You're going to have to prove it.
He looked lost last year with LeBron, but when he was in Utah, he's averaging 15 points a game. He can still score.
Okay.
You got Rodney Hood.
Don't say J.R. Smith. Don't utter those words.
Don't say Tristan Thompson, if he comes back, he'd be a rebounding machine and a nice little man in the middle. Cal Corver can shoot some threes. Jetty Osmond looked pretty decent in the preseason.
He did.
You still got George Hill, who's a capable veteran. You got Colin Sexton, the good rookie.
All right.
I just have more faith in Cleveland than I do. And I have more faith in Ty Lue than I do whoever the hell the coach of the Hornets is.
That's a good point.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I don't know who that person is.
God bless him, but I don't know him.
So that's 15 in each conference, so 7 not going to make it, right?
Yeah.
You got Knicks, Nets, Magic.
Oh, I forgot about
Charlotte.
The Magic.
Who the other three that's not going
to? Hawks.
Hawks, yes. Yeah,
let me act like we ain't got a computer in front of us.
Two
computers lined up right in front of me. And I'm out here like, ugh, ugh, God damn it. Oh, Detroit.
Yeah, they're not going to make it.
In Chicago. Detroit and Chicago.
Nah, I guess I go with your Cavs. Nah, for healthy, what if Blake's healthy all season?
I ain't gonna lie, I might take Detroit because they still got Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond,
caliber people.
And Reggie Jackson's a capable guard.
Oh, he is back. I go with Detroit too. If Blake play his standard, 55 games,
he bound to get hurt at least twice this year.
Yeah,
self inflicted.
He could be in a suit by March.
Oh man,
Feb maybe. Yeah, I got Detroit. They got the talent.
Yeah, they got a decent talent. They got a decent bench as well.
Rank them though,
one through eight.
Yeah. Ooh, I got Boston. You could just say yay nay as I go down.
That's cool, Boston. I got Toronto.
I have Toronto.
Philly.
Yes.
All right, this is where shit goes sideways.
Got the Bucks.
I got Indiana.
Okay.
Whoa, I'm tripping. Cool. I just bet on Victor Oladipo over Giannis.
He had a great look, man. It's Giannis, and he got a good coach now.
He can't shoot.
He averaged almost 30. I don't know if it matters.
I know, but you see what their record was last year. He was killing last year.
He got a better coach though.
They finished sixth, right, last year? Or fifth?
Did Boston finish first? Who finished first? Oh, the Raptors. No, the Raptors.
Raptors, and then Boston was two, then Cavs were.
So they finished seventh because they played them the first round.
Who they play? Boston.
Bucks.
Yeah, so Boston. They finished seventh.
Oh, they in a boost. I got them fourth.
I'm going Indiana.
Okay.
And then Milwaukee. Who you got five?
It's Indiana. Heat sound right at six to me. I don't know. Six spot and Heat just sound
nah,
right.
I'm doing Washington over the Heat.
Oh, damn. I've been disrespecting Washington.
They got Dwight now.
I got them fifth. I got Washington fifth.
Damn, now I'm kind of conflicted now.
They got two All-Stars.
Yeah, I got Washington fifth, and then I got the Bucks sixth.
And they got a Fantasy Hall of Famer in Dwight. I got him fifth.
Yo, people sleep on having Dwight Howard in fantasy.
They sleep.
Yo.
You done talk many a league.
People spoke so much shit about Dwight. I looked at his stats. Boy, still averaging 15 and 12.
I couldn't see it, sir.
I was like, oh.
I couldn't find it.
He had a couple of 30-30 games last year.
He that bad? And he going to go to the Hall of Fame?
They went unnoticed in Charlotte, but... All right, and then 7 and 8, I got Miami and Detroit. Yeah, West
Warriors.
Yep,
Rockets. Oh,
I got OKC before the Lakers.
Oh yeah. Damn, what's wrong with me? OKC. Lakers. Then I got the Lakers. Then I got the Spurs. Then I got the Blazers. Then I got. Oh no, I gotta rewind. I forgot Utah gonna be in there somewhere.
Yeah, Utah definitely gonna be higher than the Spurs and the Blazers. I got Utah five. Spurs six. Blazers seven.
That's not right.
And then probably New Orleans eight. Just off the strength of Anthony Davis.
I'm with that.
Minnesota gonna be garbage. But obviously this is all up for this definitely might change depending on where Jimmy Butler goes.
Well, if he go to the Heat.
That ain't going to change much, I don't think.
Yeah, I raise him up to like the fifth seed.
Not even that. I don't think he going to change that much.
Yeah,
depending on what they let go. They're talking about like potentially letting go of Dragic.
That's
for him.
True. And they're not just throwing him in. Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't going to really do too much.
You think that gets sorted up before the season starts?
Nah, probably not.
They have an awkward thing like when Melo went back to Denver.
Yeah.
God, that was awkward.
So fucking awkward. But yeah, I mean, I hope so. I mean, I think it might because Tibbs really.
And Cat.
What are you holding on to him for? He don't want to be there.
Cat hate him.
Yeah. Wiggins hate him too.
Yeah.
Wiggins, and his brother.
Yeah. Yeah, Wiggins' brother really wants
smoke. Everybody wants the smoke, so.
Damn, we shouldn't have said them actually. Yeah, they're not going to make it.
Who, Minnesota?
Yeah, they're not going to make
it. Nah, I saw them on my screen. I just kindly scrolled past them.
So who the seven that's not. Minnesota, the Kings.
Oh, definitely.
Or the Clippers.
The Clippers, Dallas.
Dallas.
Memphis. We said Phoenix.
Phoenix.
And Sacramento.
No, we said the Kings.
Sacramento, Phoenix, Minnesota, Memphis, Dallas, Clippers, and Denver.
Damn, yo, that is loaded. Oh, that's going to be so fun with the sleep pass.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Damn, my girl might never see me. Damn, man. Damn, the West is loaded. I forgot all about the Nuggets.
You know, League Pass, you can watch four games at one time. It's about to be over.
I think is what they call it.
Yeah, put that heavenly setting on.
Yo, that's wild.
Got some crisp Chardonnay.
Yo, we got a lot of goblets of wine in my future.
Oh my goodness.
Goblet of wine. I can't make it out tonight.
Had a do-rag going just like Braun do. Oh my God. Damn. Have the goblets of wine and a do-rag popping.
Oh my God.
What were those 7 and 8s we said?
Damn. I put Denver in. I take out New Orleans. I put Denver in.
Who was the 7th?
Portland.
Damn.
Yeah, it's stacked.
It really is stacked. Please say New. Yeah, I could see New Orleans. But damn, if Anthony Davis is healthy.
Anthony Davis is a monster.
He played 75 games, and then especially after Boogie went down.
He almost never healthy, he though. Last year was an anomaly. He always gets hurt. He another fantasy.
He does always.
He another fantasy monster, though.
Oh, first ballot Hall of Famer. Already.
Another fantasy monster.
What they say, if he don't play another day.
Go down in the fantasy records. Oh, my goodness. Hall of Famer. Him, last year, Giannis did work in fantasy.
Damn. I can't wait to draft.
Oh, yo. I love fantasy basketball.
Oh, I just can't.
That's because like you have to set your lineups for the whole week and like someone go
oh gosh,
you get a week like a week like Westbrook had, like I think one like couple weeks last year Westbrook had triple doubles like the entire week. Won me a couple of weeks. I was like, sheesh.
Jesus, is he gonna be ready for the start of training camp?
I don't think so.
All right, Paul George.
But even still, he's gonna like he ain't gonna be like in game shape or none of that.
True. That'd be interesting.
I ain't taking him with my first pick, but I mean, if he available, you know.
Yeah, if he dropped.
That second time around.
I need people ready to go.
Yeah.
I done seen people take Kawhi last season. I looked at him. I was like, I don't want anything entering the season.
Yo, Kawhi got so many haters now from last season. Took him second overall.
I'll take him this season.
Oh, that's a fact.
You got to be playing.
That's a fact.
The last thing I see.
It's a contract year.
Struggling to get up some steps.
Listen.
That can't be the last thing I see.
He could be out there with an amputee leg. He going to play. This is contract season.
Yeah.
Like, he going to play. Damn. Yeah, I mean, I'm good on the NBA now.
MVP?
Oh, Bron.
Bron. I agree.
Most improved player. Love hitting niggas with shit like this.
Jokic. Jokic.
Youssef?
No, Nikolai.
Oh, Nikolai from Denver.
Denver, yeah.
Okay, that's not a bad pick.
I don't know how much his stats are going to go up, but that's all I got.
That's a good pick. I didn't really have one. I just asked the question. I thought I was going to stump you.
What about defensive player of the year?
Braun. No, I'm joking. I could see Kawhi getting it again.
Wow. Wow.
I think he's going to, like, really, really step his game up this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to get MVP.
Yeah.
So I could see him, like, really wilding on a defensive end. And that team is also, like, filled with a bunch of, like, long players. They're going to be good on defense. People sleeping on them.
Who won it last year?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Gobert won it.
Who won the year before that?
Draymond.
And the year before that?
I think that was Kawhi.
And the year before that?
Didn't he win it twice?
One of these years, it was Marc Gasol. The worst decision ever made.
Nah, he was beasting that year.
Beasting on defense? He was beasting on shit.
He had him on clamps. That's what they told me.
Someone who can't get off the ground, they got no one on clamps. LeBron should have won that year. Memphis. The year that Marc Gasol won?
I agree.
I'm still hot about
that. I agree. They keep cheating that boy.
Ugh.
Fuck Memphis. I'm never going to forget what Conley did to my fantasy team last year.
Jesus. I don't know why you picked him up. Sleeper in fantasy, Jeremy Lin.
What team is he on now?
The Hawks.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be getting
burned. He going to get buckets. He's going to be getting buckets.
Trey ain't doing it.
He going to get buckets. Him. Oh, I got another one for y'all on the Hawks. I've been watching Summer League and preseason. John Collins. He's the power forward.
What about Prince? I had him last year.
Who? Torian Prince?
Yeah.
Nah, you let that one go. You let that one go. Let sleeping dogs lie. Let that one go. I'm trying to think of some more, some sleepers on like random teams that I like oh, D'Angelo Russell, people gonna get him. Mm-hmm. They ain't really a sleeper, but ain't no one else around him. He gonna get his buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all I got right now. I gotta do some more research.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but really. Brandon Ingram definitely gonna be a stud.
Grab him.
Yeah, fantasy. He gonna be a stud grab this him. Year. People gonna sleep on that one. I'm trying to think who on the Clippers, because whoever on the Clippers, you gotta think about whoever their best player is, because he about to get burned. Tobias Harris gonna get his burn. He did well for me last year.
Who did they draft? Wasn't it like Bridges?
Shai Gilgeous.
No, you said that. Who the Twins? Weren't there two?
Miles Bridges and
Miles Bridges.
Charlotte got Mikal, or no? Charlotte got Miles Bridges. Mikal Bridges.
Oh, who had 23? I could have sworn somebody had like 23 in the preseason.
I don't know.
Oh. Well,
but they got Alexander Gilgeous, something like that. He's a shooting guard, pretty good. That's who the Clippers got though.
All right.
We'll see. I'm not really too keen on drafting rookies
because mm-hmm.
you never really know how that's going to pan out, and you yeah. don't know how much playing time they're going to get. I'll take a risk every now and then. I'll see. Depends on who's available and what slot I get.
True.
Can't be playing games with these people.
Is Booker supposed to be back?
6 weeks in.
Thank you for the note.
I mean, you got to get him if you can get him, but...
That's true. At a certain... At a certain point,
you're like, all right, you got to just stash him.
When you're getting...
Because we come back, he going to come back with like 25 points a game.
Oh, he the guy, yeah. Yeah. What about Butler?
Who?
Jimmy.
I'm not risking that. If his situation ain't settled by draft day, he ain't on my team. He got a situation. He might not be playing. Like, if you not playing, I ain't paying. Like, what the... You ain't gonna be on my team.
I agree.
I mean, nah, cause you think he gonna play? You think he gonna suit up for Minnesota?
That'd be weird. Boy, is he just gonna sit till? Yeah, I do.
I just do. Well, they gonna pass the ball to him?
It's gonna be weird.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't want to risk it. Not on my team. My team got good chemistry.
Yeah,
I like to fill everyone out. You gotta play at least 70 games to be on my team.
Agreed.
Because I can't be playing around. No injuries, nothing. I'm going to do some extensive research. And then that first week with the NBA starts, I'm going to be in fucking Europe. Oh. So I really got to like set my lineups and keep them there because because
the bliss.
I ain't going to have internet all over the place. So I can't make no changes. Whatever I set, I got to stick with it and just make sure we good.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah. I'm good.
Good season.
Ooh. Carter 5. Carter 5.
Your thought.
I ain't gonna lie. That shit is fire. Fire. It was unexpectedly fire mm-hmm. too. Cause it was like, I ain't heard from Wayne in so long, and the last couple of things I heard from him were just like, okay, that's cool. 25 tracks though. There's very few I would skip on that. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah. I saw the, 25?
Yeah, it's around that. 25, something like that.
Got a little anxiety. And then I pressed play. And like you said, I just ran it through.
Yeah.
And it just felt. There's just certain artists, I guess.
Yeah.
It was so good.
And it flowed so smoothly, so well. I was like, wow.
The features match. Nothing sounds forced. Some tracks are naturally, I think, better than others. But even a lot of more highs than any, not even lows, like mediums, but a lot of highs.
Yeah,
it's more so like,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, a little intermission, a little, and then boom, we back again. It's just like, like you said, the intro, even like the skits, like his mom speaking, it all just fits.
Yeah. It was like the perfect project to drop when you've been gone for that long.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm still like one of the greatest out here. Like, don't forget.
He really is. He went gold.
Yo.
God, I had him fucked up.
He went gold already?
I'm so sorry, Wayne.
Yes. You had me fucked up, Kevin.
Yeah.
Mr. Hilton. Like,
so I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, last week, Kev was betting me that Kanye was going to outsell him. I was like, nah, Wayne been gone for too long.
Oh man, I'm embarrassed.
And then Kanye didn't even drop.
No, eating bugs and standing on tables defending Elon Musk and ranting on SNL.
Doing Trump rants on SNL.
God, it's only a week. Damn, he had a busy week. But back to Wayne.
Yeah, we'll get to him later.
I owe you a drink?
Now I'm gonna let you slide this one time. Just because Kanye didn't release, you know, I wanted you to lose, you know, fairly, you know. But Kanye bowed out, you know. I told you it wasn't gonna happen, though.
I should have listened.
But when Kanye admitted that he thought Wayne was gonna outsell him, that's when I was like, yo. He said, Wayne gonna outsell me anyway. So this is a fact. He did, and he would.
Oh yeah. Even if he had dropped,
I doubt whatever Yandy's gonna be is gonna be anything like Carter Five.
He wasn't approaching 500,000.
What did Ye do last time?
200?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, Carter, yeah. Mom Stars, but the first song in with XXX.
Don't Cry, yeah. Don't Cry.
Fire. Don't Cry. Like the first, like, eight, I think there's like a skit. Because I, up to Mona Lisa, because I remember, yeah, I took a break to get some coffee and then. I was like, that's when I text you, like, yo, this shit is fire.
First of all, Mona Lisa is one of the greatest songs I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even going to lie. This, like, the storytelling, like, the way it flowed, one of the greatest songs I've ever heard.
And they both, woo.
Both of them.
Wow.
You know how niggas say, like, Drake got a ghostwriter and, like, people help him with his bars? Someone has to be helping Lil Wayne with these bars because, like, there's no way how all this is coming out of one mind. Like, bars for days. I'm like, man. Yo, you just think back to like when did Wayne start rapping like this? Like this new flow that he has. It wasn't Carter 2. Like this, like this unique flow where he's like,
I would just say bars, around bars, like 06 it started, like when the mixtape started flooding.
Yeah. That's when he switched his flow up. Yeah. And the bars just have not stopped. Like, he says some shit. I try to think of a line. Like, he says some shit sometimes. I was like, yo. Like,
I didn't know you still had this in
the
you.
Craziest metaphors and analogies. I'm like, yo, this is insane. Like, how do you have all these bars just within one person?
Yeah, Mona Lisa, for me, Uproar, Mess, Demon, the outro with Sampha.
That shit is, ooh.
Yeah, something I'm going to revisit. Like, what a year. But, what a year, man. It's everyone has dropped.
Everyone. All of our idols.
T.I.'s dropping Friday. And I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Narrated.
I'm going to check it out. Wait, Dave Chappelle narrating the album? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. The
features sound promising. Yeah. I've been looking at interviews and stuff. Yeah.
I hope this one is good. I've been a little light on Tip lately.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, this album can redeem him a little.
Yeah, after this Wayne, I'm like, yo, I'm just open-minded as fuck.
Yeah. I'm listening to everything. We almost let that Wayne go.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll get to it when I get to it.
Yeah, I really felt. And then I was just like, okay. I saw Twitter. I was just like, eh. Yeah. People were going crazy. I was just like, eh. But it's like, I want to see. I was very intrigued. Let me see what this is. And then I pressed play and I sat and I listened. It's a long album. So long. You feel it at points. If you had trimmed, it's like Drake. If you trim a couple, but it's still a very strong, like you said, really good album.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I also think it's a long album, but he was gone for like, what, the last album was like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it kind of made sense that he like tried to, you know, maximize this one album and put as much music out as possible. I'm curious to see what he does after this.
Yeah, I'm glad. Like, now that I know he still got this.
Like, you about to. I hope he goes on, like, was that 08, 09 when he was, like, featuring on every damn thing?
That felt like for 4 years.
Yeah, he was on everything. Wayne was all over the place. If he can, I want to see him on some, like, more features.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of hop on some tracks with Drake, you know?
Yeah, don't think that.
Yeah.
Don't think when I was scanning, looking at that Spotify track list, don't think that.
That was the first name I didn't see. I said, oh.
What? That was a little conspicuous. Nah, I read he was trying to, I think it's Talk About Me is the name of it. Mm-hmm. He was trying to get Drake first. It was written on Complex. Trying to get Drake first and then Post Malone. Apparently, like, scheduling and stuff, but we need something. I mean,
yeah, I mean, you can't be gone 5 years and don't have no Drizzy.
Have your best artist on it.
That's the first thing I thought about, though.
I was like, come on. And they make fire.
Because you know I listen to that song first.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, and who go, you telling? And they go back to the rest of the album. Listen to that song first and then start the album from the beginning. We'll listen to that song a couple of times and then go back and start the album. But
yeah, I'm going to give this a couple more spins at the 23 tracks. And then from there, I can weed out. Like, now, months later, I know which Scorpion track's not really
on
regular rotation
for
me. But, yeah, man, it's been good.
You think it's a mistake for T.I. to drop, like, so soon right after Wayne?
Nah.
Yeah.
It's just because you never know. You stop now, and then who knows who might drop next week.
That's true.
And I like how the year is just everyone's dropping. We can look back on this year.
Yeah.
I don't know, more loaded. I remember when 2016, I thought it was really loaded, but this year,
not everyone's dropping. Everyone, this year. A lot this of surprise albums. Loaded. Eminem even dropped the album that was good.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, quality too.
Yeah,
who's left? Chance of note. Chance and Future.
Future dropped a.
Oh, he mixed tape. You're right. I'm accounting. He dropped a project.
Yeah,
Chance. That EP need more than that. Who else though? Of note. Oh, Baby and Lil Gunna. No, Lil Baby and Gunna.
How was Logic's project? I heard some good things about it. I ain't listened to it though.
I'll get to it sometime. No, he can rap, but I gotta be in the mood. I'll get to it.
I just hope he's not on that, you know, what? That happy shit that he don't be rapping about. Not happy, but like that Save the World shit that he be rapping about. That's just cool, but
yeah,
commercially it's cool, but like I don't want to hear that when I'm just going to work.
Mm-hmm. I feel you on that.
Or if I'm just like chilling, like that's cool. He'll probably do his numbers, but I saw some like stuff on Twitter. Everyone was like, "Yo, Logic's actually going in." Da da da.
I saw that,
but I don't know if he going in like, you know, feed the children type going in, or if he actually like
we are the world going in.
Yeah, I don't know. Or if he actually spent some bars going in with some good music. So I'll check it out eventually.
Yeah.
Ah, this is a beautiful day and age. There's just so much music out now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, these year end lists are going to look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
God is good.
But that's also why I'm like, yo, because initially I was like, yo, T.I. is probably making a mistake coming out like so soon right after Wayne. But then I was like, nah, the way things are set up now, mm-hmm. people move on from music like this. Like,
that
yo,
is true.
That album was fire last week, but now this new album is fire. Like people have the shortest attention span in the world. I have a short attention span
because mm-hmm.
it's just so much music to take in, and it's right at your fingertips.
It's so true.
Listen to any song you want at any time, anywhere.
Fuck. God, what a time.
Yeah, so I'll see what Tip talking about.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I mean, Logic maybe a week or two from now that Tip is dropping, and I'm sure someone else. If no one drops the week after, I'll listen to Logic.
Yeah.
Actually, I got a 7-hour flight next week. I'll listen to Logic. Listen to him overnight, see how it's going. I got Columbus Day off, so.
Oh, yeah, lucky you.
Maybe I'll listen to him then. It's the first time I've had Columbus Day off.
How you celebrating Sunday? You got your brunch lined up? What you doing?
I'm probably just going to chill. I'm out here gas. I don't blame you. I'm just going to chill. I ain't going to take it easy, man. I ain't trying to be like forcing anything and then Monday wake up, be hurting.
Yeah, on your day off.
Yeah, my day off and then not even enjoy it.
Me growing up.
Yeah. look at you,
man.
Maturing.
I had an epiphany over the weekend.
This past weekend, I was telling you, talking to myself, like, yo, why you do this to yourself? Like,
I was asking myself the same question.
I was in the mirror just looking at myself, like, don't you feel good right now?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Same thing.
Yeah, man. I was like, nah.
What you really missing?
Yeah. It was cool. It was cool to, like, you know, just chill, man. Like, mm-hmm. caught up on some sleep. I attacked Monday like I've never attacked Monday before.
So true.
I got him. I was like, oh, all right, this ain't too bad. Went to work, was productive early. Didn't have to get coffee as soon as I walked in the door.
Yeah,
that was good.
I have the Sunday scaries.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, we're gonna do this.
Yeah, it was good. Damn, but this music. Let's talk about Kanye because that boy.
Damn.
You text me said it's time for you to unfollow him. I said, damn.
The one with the bugs, like he his father beat up. Cancer. God bless.
God bless.
Of course. But they overcome fear by eating bugs. And then Next thing you ranting about leaving Elon Musk alone on the table, and then you standing on stage in front of SNL cast members, and
he tweeted something about the 13th Amendment and abolishing it.
Oh, that was that one, not that one. The one about how we outsourcing. He started putting a political speak. That one made me laugh. When he started using outsourcing.
We say we outsourcing labor or outsourcing.
I think it was labor.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're affecting so many people. You don't seem to care.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I'm to the point of like, yeah, let me see how the music is.
And that's all Kanye got for me, like, is music.
Because like, I was watching SNL Live, because, again, I was inside on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And he tried to perform for a third time when the credits were rolling. Normally, people perform twice. And so he got cut, because the episode ended while he was performing. So then Chris Rock uploads this old rant to his Instagram story. And I didn't want to watch because I was reading the article and it was just so made me cringe what they were. And then Chris Rock is like, I'm reading this. He said, my God, you hit a my God. You yeah. know some shit is like really going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just. Did you watch the rant?
Mm-mm. I good. The only reason why I didn't watch is because like I didn't.
No, don't.
I didn't want to see him like that. Like I already heard enough about it and I was just like. I've seen Kanye enough, like, put himself out there and be doing some wild shit and wilding with the MAGA hat and all this other stuff.
Still.
And, yeah.
Superman cape.
I just.
Jay knew.
Word. You said that to me on Saturday. Like, Jay knew. And I was like, damn, I guess he did. Like.
Guess you're not getting Watch the Throne too.
Remember I said that like a month ago? I was like, yo, I heard Watch the Throne 3 coming out. You was like, well, who?
Jay saw that Instagram post with the rest of us.
I was
us.
Like, nah, they gonna make up. Nah.
I don't blame anybody. Leave that man alone.
Yeah, he just as the country folks, I'm gonna pray for him, man.
Yeah, that's all he could do.
I don't know what to do for him, man. He seems so lost. Like something's really like bothering him. Like he just wants to tweet it out to the world. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Yo, we got love. That's what he said. We got love.
Yo, I wish like I could literally spend like 5 minutes in his head and just like
I think five would be the max.
See all the thoughts that's bouncing around like before he speaks or tweets anything.
He say he doesn't read.
You think this is like a publicity stunt?
I think part of it.
Cause his music ain't hitting the way it used to hit.
Yeah, I definitely think it's like attention. When you get to that kind of level, and he's always been like a narcissist type, so nothing to that level. And he loves himself.
He
dropped that was the one funny part in the SNL. Someone was like, "We love you, Kanye." He's like, "I love me too."
Look at Kanye really pulled the MAGA hat out.
Yeah, and like I saw Swiss Beats go on. He was talking about it, that he had been in the studio with him previously, like him and Ferg, like 2 days before the performance. And he told him how he felt about the MAGA hat and pretty much implied that they had like a different kind of conversation than what he saw on stage at SNL. So it's like, what do you believe? And he's like, yeah, I'm tapping out all this. It's just, see, if the music fire is fire, if not, then.
That's like the crazy part. Even when like months ago when he had that interview with Charlamagne versus like what he was talking about on TMZ, it's like he's showing different people like different sides of him depending on like I guess like what he wants them to see or what he feels like they might think is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the public, he's just like wilding out.
Yeah, even that was crazy, like you said, because those dropped the same day. Obviously, the Charlamagne was recorded previously, but he shows up. He's calm, measured,
yeah,
really thoughtful in his answers. Like, he's pausing, giving thought to his answers. And he got blonde hair. Then later on in the afternoon, and we hadn't heard from him in a while, so I was really intrigued to see what he said. And I think that a couple hours later, he's screaming on TMZ about how slavery is a choice. He's just erratic. He looks different. That's when he dropped the lipo and just moved on from that.
That, yo, how did I forget that? That's definitely something we're going to bring up on a year-end episode because that's definitely one of the most classic moments of 2018. And it's the way he just said it and
glossed over.
I got lipo for y'all. Whoa.
That,
I think he thought niggas about to
that
be
was
like,
just part of it.
I think he thought niggas about to be running out here getting lipo because you said it.
That was wild. It's like, yeah, I went to the store, I got lipo, and then she came up to me. It's like, yo, this is not a part of this though. This is the main fact. I was like, what?
He tried to gloss over it.
So he just continued on. Nobody look like
I got
y'all not
lipo.
Hearing this for us
because y'all were gonna talk shit about me. What I call me fat.
Look, it's no, you know it's tough when it's like, yo, how Kim doing this?
Yo, I really wonder. But they, I mean, that's weird. Like, what, 2 months ago, Kim was like meeting with President Trump to talk about immigration policy. What the fuck she know about immigration policies?
True. She did free someone. So who? That's good. That lady she went there for, she got her out. So if it's effective, I guess.
I'm sure Trump did her a favor because she married a Kanye.
Well, that's another thing, the way Kanye like capes for him. And Trump be like, support's not equivalent. He'd be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Whenever Trump like retweets anything you say or like vouches for anything you say nowadays, it's probably some negative shit. Yeah. He's like, I saw Kanye on SNL. That was cool. And then he was like,
oh, no, he said, I'm paraphrasing, no, I heard Kanye was on SNL, which I don't watch anymore because it's an unfunny show.
That's what he said, yes.
That dude hilarious. If he wasn't the president, but that's a different thought, yeah.
He said, I heard Kanye was on SNL, which I don't watch anymore because it's an unfunny show.
I think he mentioned that he hosted as well.
Yeah.
Yo, it's crazy seeing people's egos.
It's crazy to know that the president has this much time on his hands.
Yeah, it's crazy that I'm numb to that fact.
Yeah. Boy got so much time
on
his hands.
Oh, what a crazy, yeah.
The crazy world we live in now. Oh, my. I think that's it, man.
Yeah, episode 100.
Episode 100 in the books. Mm-hmm. What you got to say to people, Kev?
Thank you for it all. Ooh. All the numbers I gave you earlier, thank you for that. Mm. We are way more than I thought, you know, when we started this. Didn't know what it would become, and now it's slowly growing.
Yeah, putting out episodes in the beginning with 3 listens.
Yeah.
Nah, 10.
10. 12. That first 30 was a...
We hit 30. We was like, yo, we got 30 listens.
That first 30 was everything.
Yo.
Now we in the thousands.
Yeah, that's crazy. Word, shouts to y'all, man. Thank y'all for the love and support. 100 episodes in. This is a major feat. We're so excited. We're excited to do hundreds of more episodes and just... keep building on the podcast, keep growing, hopefully expand the brand, the platform. It's a lot of things we got in the works that we can only continue to build on and grow and do with your support and, you know, your listenership. So it's amazing, man. I'm excited, you know, hopeful for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, grateful for everything that people we've come across on this podcast, things I've learned on this podcast about myself, about, you know, our friendship, everything, man.
Yeah.
About business, everything.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Everything you just said, that's so true. Yeah. What we learned. And also, just these talks when you leave work and you don't really want to. And then you get here and you turn on the mic and you have these combos and then they prove to be very therapeutic.
Yep. That's a fact. We lost some along the way.
Yeah.
But that's all I got for that. But we're going to keep doing this, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your love, support. Make sure you check the podcast out. All streaming platforms, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pippa, all those. Check out the YouTube page, the IGTV page. Hit us up on IG at Cooling Out Pod with no G in it, Cooling Out Pod. Everything, Twitter, Gmail, all that stuff. Submit questions, anything you want. Hit us up, man. Social media, we're on everything. Till next time, this is Cooling Out. Thanks for the love and support.
Always. Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool, we're cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out.